Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is where we grab a random podcast, see how long we can hang on, and then I give you my first impression. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Alexa. Pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 7.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 41.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and category number 7 is health. Show number 41 is the Flow Artist Podcast, which I think is an interesting name because I have no idea. I don't get it. Hosted by Rain Bowen and Joe Stewart, the Flow Artist Podcast is about yoga, meditation, movement, and flow. See, when I hear flow, I think of my aunt. We'll learn from teachers we love about how they communicate their offerings to the wider world, talk to local yoga pioneers, and have discussions on philosophy, art, and consciousness. Because on my deathbed, I received total consciousness. I got that from the Lama, you know, Goonga. Anyway, learn more at podcast.flowartist.com. And we're going to be listening to Nicole Lee creating a chi space. So that sounds a little bit something like this.
Hello, my name is Ran, and this is the Flow Artist Podcast. Every episode, we interview inspiring movers, thinkers, and teachers about how they find their flow and much, much more. So just a quick question.
Right.
What do you think of that tagline? Is it too cheesy? I am a cheesy guy, but, you know, I just want to know what people think of it. I'd really love to hear your opinions. You can email us at podcast@flowartist.com, or why don't you search for us on Facebook? We have a group there. We'd love to hear from
if
you.
If it's about teachers and yoga, why not
update on our studio?
Teaching yoga.
It is so close now. All we really need is electricity to go in there. It's quite important. The builder finished up yesterday, and we also did some work in the garden. They cleared out all the mess in our backyard, so Joe and I spent some time in the garden. We really powered through it, and it looks really beautiful. It's bringing the garden into Garden of Yoga. We want it to be almost like a sanctuary, a nice peaceful place right in the middle of the bustling city. We're really looking forward to having this space. There are so many opportunities to use it. I want to do some more on the podcast in there, perhaps produce some video content. We want it to be a space for meetups as well as teaching classes for yoga. Joe teaches anti-gravity yoga. There'll be room for about 10 hammocks, 15 or so yoga mats, pretty close together. It's only a small space, and we really want it to be a space where yoga teachers can come together, perhaps talk about their experiences, and we might even put that on the podcast. So I'm just throwing a lot of ideas out there, but
yes, you are.
Really exciting to me. I just cannot wait to get this happening. All right, so that is enough of a shameless plug for our studio. It is time
that doesn't
to
exist.
Announce the winner of our competition.
Oh,
of course, the competition is to win a copy of Connecting Conscious Communication for Yoga Teachers and Therapists by Lucy Kanani and Jill Danks. Lucy was kind enough to give us a copy of the book to give away, and we got quite a few good entries there, and I will read out the winner, which is Joan Coots, and she says, "I sometimes let the students have the floor to express their ideas to the others. If I introduce a few minutes of philosophy in class, I'll give the students a chance to make comment or relate the topic to their personal experiences if time allows. Everyone needs to feel significant and to be heard. The topic will usually take on a deeper meaning through group input. Alternatively, a student could set the intention for class from time to time. This circle of communication creates a sense of community where each person is valued. This gives them a chance to shine their light forward. Namaste." That is beautiful. So we will send out
Namaste.
A copy to you. I will get in touch with you via email soon. So congratulations, Joan Coots. And I also wanted to make special mention of Carvey's answer, which is fantastic. She says, "I'm always speaking directly from the heart as I think it's so important to be open and connect to whoever we are talking
There's
to.
There's something going on with the audio, and I'm not sure what it is.
Open without giving too much of yourself away. Keeping barriers in place that still
Maybe
allow for
Maybe
a genuine connection
in
without feeling
something.
Drained. Fantastic answer there. All right, so on to today's episode.
Right.
Today we are speaking with Nicole Lee. Nicole is the owner of Qi Space, a Qigong and meditation studio in Balaclava, Melbourne. She is a teacher of Qigong and meditation. I'm a big fan of Qigong myself.
Nice.
I love the gentle flowing movements, and I feel that they're easily integrated into a yoga or meditation class. As Nicole mentions in this conversation, it's a practice that's accessible for nearly everyone, so I think it is a useful tool to have in your yoga or meditation tool belt. In this conversation, we learn about how Nicole went from living a busy life, working in real estate in Dubai, to find her true calling running a Qigong studio in Melbourne. We learn what Qigong is and the differences between traditional and integrative Qigong. We learn about the sensory and sound meditation workshops that Nicole facilitates, and Nicole tells us a few of her self-care and business strategies that help her run her studio as effectively as possible. So that is way too much of me talking.
Yes,
it is. Let's get on to the conversation. So thanks for meeting with us today,
Nicole.
That's horrible
audio.
It's fabulous to have you here. Perhaps we could start, as we do in all our episodes, with you telling us a little bit about your background and where you grew up.
Yeah, right. I grew up in Latrobe Valley, actually.
You know, this actually wasn't... There was something going on a little weird with the audio there. It was just... It was somewhat buried. It's like there was something in the background. I just couldn't hear it. I know that sounds weird, but it was hiss or something. But again, I'm sitting in a quiet room. But for the most part, I like the fact that I really felt like you were just talking to me. And you, I'm not quite sure what the point of plugging the, your studio that doesn't, that's not ready yet. I mean, on one hand, you could say, hey, we're really excited. We had some people come in, they did the thing and blah, blah, blah. It's going to open up soon, but you spent a lot of time on that. So it's a lot of time about, I understand you're building up buzz for that, but that went on. And then the intro of the guest was like, are you just going to recap everything you talked about? Do we need to hear the interview anymore? Cause well, we talked about this. We talked about that. We talked about the hokey pokey. We talked about turning yourself around. We talked about knowing that that's what it's all about. And right, crikey. So it was like, I don't know, that the intro was okay. But as soon as we get to the interview, that's when it was like, oh, holy cow. Because that was horrible audio. That was distracting. When it sounds like you're in a bathroom, and I can tell you almost, I would guess, I'd put like 60% chance I'm right on that, if not 70. You have a Blue Yeti in the middle of a table talking with two people. Because it just was like, wow. So now, will some people listen to that? Yep. I'm just here to say, get a mixer. Everybody gets their own microphone. Everybody gets a set of headphones. It's a little more money to start out, but your audio would literally improve like 40%. So other than that, I liked the fact the Namaste and all the little yoga stuff that I have no idea what you're talking about. That means that people who are into yoga know that you're like, you're talking your niche's language. So I kind of like that. And, you know, other than that, your website looked cool. And, but that audio of the interview was like, ooh, hold on. There's some things we can change here. So other than that, you know, tighten up the intro a little bit, fix your interview. And I think you got yourself a pretty decent podcast because I liked your presentation, your audio again, something going on there, maybe a better microphone even at the beginning. And if you're putting anything behind you, any kind of like sound of wind or something when you were talking there, it was just one of those things I was like, wait a minute, it's not perfectly quiet when he's not talking, there's something going on there. But again, I'm listening through the ears of a podcaster, so hope you're having a great Monday. And if you would like your show right here, just simply go to podcastrodeoshow.com. if you want a full review while you're there at podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the podcast review show button. Otherwise, click on the Fiverr button. I should mention there is no upsell, it's $5. But if you don't have a podcast, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see right there on the right-hand side, there's a button for the School of Podcasting, and I can help you start your podcast, and then later we'll hear your show right here. So enjoy your week, and remember, the next time you saddle up, to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.